from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Chinese Admiral vows Beijing won't be isolated. A senior Chinese military official today rejected the U.S. Defense Secretary's assertion made the previous day that Beijing faces erecting a great wall of self-isolation if it continues with provocative militarization of disputed islets in the South China Sea. Admiral Sun Jingao of the People's Liberation Army said, quote, "We were not isolated in the past. We are not isolated now. We will not be isolated in the future," end quote. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, speaking to reporters in Mongolia today, said Washington would consider any Chinese establishment of an air defense zone over the South China Sea to be a provocative and destabilizing act. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton will be among those who will deliver eulogies at the funeral Friday of boxing legend Muhammad Ali, who died late Friday at age 74 from complications of Parkinson's disease. Davis Miller, author of the book Approaching Ali, tells VOA he thinks everyone will be changed by Ali's death.
The world is just going to stop for a few minutes or a few days. How can the world be without Muhammad Ali? Something about him, as ridiculous as he is this fantastic figure. Something about him in that ridiculousness is every bit as hopeful as the space program, traveling to the moon. It was in the 1960s and early 70s. It just... absolutely a fantastic human being.
Ali, who was born Cassius Clay in 1942, won 3 heavyweight boxing titles. President Barack Obama, in a statement, likened the firebrand Ali to Nelson Mandela and Martin Luther King Jr. From Washington, this is VOA News. The Syrian army continues to move into the northern province of Raqqa, home to the de facto capital of the Islamic State militants fighting in Syria and neighboring Iraq. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says Syrian troops have reached the administrative border of Raqqa province, backed by Russian airstrikes. Meantime, the U.S. has moved its aircraft carrier, the USS Truman, into the Mediterranean, from where it is supporting not only anti-IS activity in Syria, but also is helping drive the militants from the area around the Iraqi capital. Rear Admiral Brett Batchelder is the commander of Carrier Strike Group 8.
The forward line where we have been conducting the close air support missions has been steadily moving west, and away from Baghdad. So, you know, there's tangible proof that we're actually moving the operation to the west.
The Truman conducted missions from the Persian Gulf before being redeployed in the Mediterranean. As it has in previous years, Iran today denounced a recent U.S. State Department report that identified the country as the world's leading state sponsor of terrorism. An Iranian foreign ministry spokesman instead charged that U.S. ally Saudi Arabia was the real leader in funding terrorist activity. The U.S. State Department published its latest annual report Thursday, in which it said Iran increased its support of Palestinian militants in Gaza last year and supported Hezbollah fighters trying to bolster the government of Bashar al-Assad in Syria. Russia's Deputy Defense Minister Anatoly Anutov today criticized the possible deployment of a U.S. missile defense system in South Korea.
We have serious concerns about the development on the Korean Peninsula. Russia remains fully committed to non-proliferation regime and non-recognition of DPRK nuclear ambitions. At the same time, we are strongly opposed to excessive military response to Pyongyang actions. We find it absolutely unacceptable to try to use North Korean nuclear missile programs as a pretext to change military political balance in the region.
Voters in Peru are selecting a new president today. Most recent public opinion polls indicate that candidates Keiko Fujimori and Pedro Kuczynski are virtually tied in the runoff election. Fujimori, who is 41 years old, is the daughter of disgraced former president Alberto Fujimori. Candidate Kuczynski is a former World Bank economist. Muslims around the world are preparing to observe the holy month of Ramadan, which is expected to begin late today or Monday, depending on the first sighting of the new moon. The faithful are expected to spend the month fasting during daylight hours and spending more time in prayer and study of the Quran. They're supposed to avoid bad habits like smoking. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.